While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Conservatism without an apology. Welcome to the Regular Joe Show.
Well, good Friday morning. So we have a new thing to plan here. On the break, I just sent a note over to Sheriff Clark. He's a busy man, so I don't expect him to jump right on the request. But we will put together one way or the other. I'd love to partner with them to do it. And I'll partner. There's other organizations out there that I'm going to reach out to that may have an interest. It'll be interesting. That'll be unto itself. That'll be interesting to see who is willing to partner with those firebrands that would dare to plan such a thing. But anyway, we're going to put together the first ever Toss Voss rally right in his district. And we're going to make sure there is no question in his mind where the people of Wisconsin stand on this so-called leadership. Karen, by the way, writes that she's not sure if she'll be able to get off work, but she would definitely donate for a bus to get people there, even if she can't be there herself. I'm starting to think there's a lot of support already for this. We'll figure it out and get those details to you. In the meantime, it is Open Line Friday, 888-455-1360. That's how you can take part in it. Going to go to Bill in Pickerel. Good Friday morning, Bill. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Joe. Little cold out there this morning. What I wanted to talk about is the cost of energy in this country. I'm sure you, like everyone else, goes to the gas station to buy gas. And, I was there the other day. It was 303, and then overnight it went up to 314, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
who knows
ridiculous.
Where it's going to quit, and we know who we can blame for that. It's the idiot in the White House. And, and then not just gasoline, but diesel fuel for our semis. Everything we do in this country is connected to energy. The production of goods is connected to energy. The shipping of goods is connected to energy. So when energy prices go up, everything goes up, including food prices. And that's just going to hurt the people in this country. It's already hurting me, food prices especially, And then, of course, we have the problems with empty shelves at some of the stores, like Walmart. I was there the other day and found some empty shelves. I mean, it just seems that this fool we got in the White House just won't quit being a fool. I don't know.
Well, first of all,
really wrecking this country, but good.
And very purposefully, let's be clear. Now, first of all, just for the sake of accuracy, according to Joe Biden, the high energy costs are actually Donald Trump's fault. Just so you know. I mean, that's not what I'm saying, but according to Joe Biden, nothing's his fault. So we start there. Not only are you absolutely correct, and as you rightly pointed out, the increased fuel costs increase the cost of everything because it's how we move our goods. I mean, even if they're on trains or planes, at some point they're on an 18-wheeler, and that's how they're being delivered to the stores. So there's no question. But understand, it's not by accident. And think of the most immediate effect that it has, besides obviously these crippling costs. What does it do? It strangles people's ability to move about freely. If you mentioned in the beginning of what you said, you're feeling the hit on the cost of food. Well, so I mean, you got to eat, right? So you eat, so maybe you go fewer places, and you don't go here, you don't go there. And then what do we have? We have a situation. I mean, we got to kind of connect a few dots here. But, I mean, look at what they're doing in the state of Washington. They have the strike forces, right, for the unvaccinated people that just won't listen. That way they can hold you against your will in your home or wherever they're going to do that. So you have that. In Washington, D.C., you literally have to have papers with you to go into certain buildings and to go certain places now. And by the way, nobody seems to understand how eerily similar these situations are to a very terrible time in our history, but no one wants to look at that. And then you have crippling costs so that you can't travel. You have to literally make decisions about where you can go or you can eat. And it certainly seems to me that this falls under that subject line that I've been talking about for 2 years now. Subjugation. How do you control the people? And that's exactly what they're doing, and it's not by accident.
This is the Regular Joe Show.